This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report, a special Easter long weekend edition with myself, Corey Fleck, as your host for the first hour. We're going to start off by talking about some of the economic data that we've seen and some of the internals for the markets, as well as a little discussion on stagflation. And then we are also going to touch a little bit on the precious metals, which are getting sold off, especially when you look at the stocks. I am kicking off the show with Mark Chandler. He is the managing partner over at Bannockburn Global Forex. Mark joins me pretty much on a weekly basis to recap and also look ahead to some of the economic data and some of the major news events that impact these markets. First, Mark, a quick review of U.S. data. The retail sales number came in 1.6% in March. This is the best in 1.5 years. You and I were talking before this retail sale number came in, and you said, you know what, you do expect it to rebound. Please share what this retail sale number means for the U.S. economy and now also what's right around the corner, that Q1 GDP.
The retail sales, I think, it blew away everybody's expectations. So the U.S. economy, the consumption is really divided into like about 13 retail categories. Of those, 12 of them increased. The only one that didn't, kind of interesting, maybe there's a stock play here, is sporting goods and hobby stores. But part of the reason that the retail sales came in so strong was because of autos and gasoline. So I know you're paying a lot of gasoline where you are. In the U.S., average gasoline prices rose 3.5% in the month of March. That, coupled with the increase in auto sales, the most in 18 months, really lifted the number. If you exclude autos and gasoline, U.S. Retail sales rose 0.9, which is still a very healthy number, and that follows a 0.7% contraction in February. As you know, retail sales is about 40%, a little bit more than 40% of U.S. consumption. And that U.S. consumption, of course, is like 70% of the U.S. economy. Kind of interesting. The U.S. consumer sector, as percentage of the world's GDP, is roughly the same size as the Chinese economy. So that's why this consumption number is so important, not just for the U.S., but for the world. But for the U.S., people are going to be revising up their first quarter GDP estimates. We're talking about the, besides the private sector, the bank economists, the Atlanta Fed has this GDP Now tracker. So rather than forecasting, it just takes into account the data that comes in. It began the quarter very pessimistic, right? We had the poor weather, the government shutdown. They began the quarter near 0.3. After today's retail sales number, they're talking about 2.8% first quarter GDP, and that's coming out next week. The market's not quite there. The market's probably closer to 2.5 or so, but this is a retail sales. People are boosting their forecasts.
Well, one quick comment about the gas prices in Vancouver. We're touching about $1.70 Canadian per liter, so that's pretty frustrating. But back to that U.S. data. When we do see that GDP number next week, and quite frankly, it is going to come in over 1%, maybe even over 2%, how much does that throw in the face that argument of a recession being right around the corner?
Yes, I think people are going to be rethinking that, but the argument would be something like this. A recession was near, but then the administration talked the Fed into changing their views, and so that about space by the Federal Reserve, that drop in interest rates, is what pulls us back from the edge of the recession. So they don't want to tighten policy. You know, just a week or so ago, President Trump was talking about wanting more QE. and his main economic advisor was talking about the need of a 50 basis point cut. I think that, you know, the market's been a bit slow to adjust to this, but stocks are near record highs. S&P 500, very, very close to record highs. And yields, you know, we've really struggled. Our 10-year yield has appreciated, has gone up 25 basis points roughly from the lows in late March. But it's still struggling to get above 2.6%. We're looking at the U.S. economy with roughly, say, 2% inflation, 2.6 on the 10-year. That means 60 basis points of a real yield, still very low and still net stimulus for the economy.
What about the U.S. dollar, too? It climbed on Thursday, closing in on that recent high at 97.67, only about 20 points off of that. Obviously, that's due to some of that weak data in the Eurozone that we will get to. But do you see that dollar just continuing higher? Because, quite frankly, U.S. is one of the, if not the strongest economy of the advanced economies.
Yeah, no, I'm still in that camp of divergence. You know, I see some things that make me worried, but it's got, and that's why I think that, we have to, as investors, we have to be prudent. We have to be really good risk managers. But the, I think the fundamentals are still in the favor of the U.S. I see that the, you know, that in the futures market, for example, speculators, the non-commercials, have a very large short euro position. I see a lot of people still resisting it, but they're still, these are kind of things in the options market also reflect people getting nervous about this, how weak the euro is right now. But I still think we're going to have ways to go because the U.S. economy, well, we're talking about modest, moderate growth. Both the Eurozone and Japan still haven't turned the corner yet. And I think that's what the flash PMI showed.
Now let's talk about those flash PMIs out of the Eurozone, 51.3, that was lower than estimates of 51.8, and it showed some weakness in the largest economy in Europe. Care to dive into some of these numbers, please?
Yeah, so the flash PMI, the reason they're interesting is because they are an early look at how the economies are doing, and sometimes the ECB refers to them. Part of the there's the soft data surveys and the hard data, like economic data, like production data and that kind of thing. These are survey data, and they're usually pretty reliable. And so what we have is German economy, the German manufacturing sector, and the French manufacturing sector are still contracting. They haven't gotten over that hump. And in Germany, the new business measure, the sub-index, fell for the fourth month in a row. And export orders are still falling. And so you have this weaker manufacturing sector contracting, a slowly expanding service sector. And in this flash readings, we really get the breakdown for Germany and France. And then we get the composite reading for all of Europe. Or all of the Eurozone. And so it looks to me like the market people who put this together are really assuming some weakness in the periphery of Europe that we're not going to find out about until not next week, but the following week when we get the final report here. So the Eurozone, as Draghi has said, the ECB president, the risks to the growth are still to the downside. And earlier this week, one of the things that had pressured the euro was comments from some ECB officials picked up on the news wires, suggesting that they didn't have much confidence of a recovery in the second half. I suppose it depends how you think of it, because there'd be some idiosyncratic things, say, in Germany, like the auto sector and a shift away from diesel. But it's also been hit from some foreign shocks, like Brexit uncertainty. It's also been hit by slowing down of China. But what a lot of people, I think, a lot of people like know about those, and I don't think that a lot of people see the linkages also between Germany and Turkey. And the collapse of the Turkish lira, the weakening of the economy, I think has also been a hit on the German. Those two economies are more integrated than many people would suspect.
So there's even more worries for Germany and the Eurozone in general, outside of the headline ones. And all right, we're going to wrap it up there. Mark, it's great having you on the show. If anybody wants to follow along with what Mark's writing about on a daily basis, he does have a blog called Mark to Market. I read it every day. Everybody, stick around. I am going to be right back talking stagflation with Nicholas Pardini. Mark, thanks for your time this weekend.
Thank you. Good luck.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, we are going to be taking a little step away from the markets and talking about this economic concept that is getting thrown around quite a bit. I've chatted about it a fair bit on the show, especially on some daily editorials, but now I'm getting some concepts from Nicholas Pardini, the managing partner of the Davos Investment Group. Also, he writes the Davos Platinum Research. That's his research forum. Nick, what we're talking about here is stagflation. If you look at the definition of stagflation, it essentially is summarized as slow economic growth with relatively high unemployment and a rise in prices or inflation. Let's kick it off with how you define stagflation.
Yeah, I think unemployment really has nothing to do with stagflation. You can have full employment and have stagflation. I mean, you've seen that in several rapidly growing economies. And basically, my definition for stagflation is when cost of living goes up faster than real GDP growth.
Which I think you can argue has been happening in the U.S. almost throughout this overall recovery. We've been seeing slow economic growth, but prices the consumers pay, and I know even though the way the Fed measures inflation, it's a bit different than what actual people pay. I'm sure you're going to get many average individuals agreeing with you that inflation has been far outpacing economic growth.
Yeah, I mean, I run my own internal inflation models, and based off of those, we've been in stagflation, arguably, since the year 2000, with the exception of maybe the 2007 to 2010 period. But if you use the Fed, like the standard government measures of inflation, it's probably been stagflation for about five of the last 10 years. Like 2017 and 18 weren't really stagflationary because you had rates going up to keep inflation in check and real GDP had improved, but I think it's going to start to come back again in 2019.
So where do you see inflation standing or even going, I guess?
Well, I mean, right now, I think inflation's held down a little bit by the year-over-year base effects of crude prices, but those have diminished a lot with the recent rally in oil. But I think really, unless if we start to see some real monetary tightening going on, I could see inflation going to somewhere between 3-5% in the next couple of years, and you have GDP growth at maybe 1-2% during the same time period. I'm not saying what's going to be like the 1970s where you had double-digit inflation and a recession. That's like a more extreme. I think this is more mild stagflation, or I'd like to talk with older clients of mine, Jimmy Carter Light.
So then where does that leave the markets or investors then? If it is kind of a muted stagflation, but still inflation running higher than economic growth, and economic growth really stuck in a low range.
Well, I mean, it's not particularly good for investors. If you look at historically, the best markets for investors are when inflation is low, say like 1-3%. And the volatility of inflation is low. Like, it doesn't change very much. And we've had, throughout this upcycle in the markets, very low volatility of inflation. Of course, based on the BLS numbers, inflation's been between 1-2.5% the last 5-plus years. That partially explains why the markets have done so well. I expect inflation volatility to heat up a little bit. We've seen that with the CPI and PPI numbers that came out last week, where we got a print of up of 0.6% on the PPI and on the CPI last week, and we're starting to see other costs of things start to go up, like, or turn back up. Like, housing prices were selling off in some of the richer markets when prior to Powell's dovish guidance, but now those are starting to heat up back again. Crude prices are up from $42 to $65 a barrel since December lows, and energy and housing combined are nearly half of the CPI index. And honestly, I think those are the two most important things to watch for those who are following inflation, because the cost to house people or to rent office space or retail space and the cost to transport people and things are the things that are most likely to be passed on to the consumer. Like, if if your rent is a certain amount, you can't pay wages less than that, otherwise people won't live in your city. Or if the cost of transporting stuff is too high and it takes up your margin, you're going to have to raise prices to maintain margins or maintain profitability of your product.
So then when it comes, and you even mentioned it there, to central banks or the Fed and how they have been tinkering with monetary policy, you assume, and it does impact both of these factors, inflation and economic growth. How do you see the central banks reacting to a stagflation environment, or do they even notice that that environment is occurring?
Well, it's not severe enough for them to really notice it. And if they do, they do observe this. But basically, we've seen commentary from Fed governors Bullard, Clarida, and Evans, who have been willing to let inflation run high, because based on the Fed's PCE models, inflation's been under 2% for a long time. And so in order to maintain the 2% average, they'll let it run over 2% for a while. So they're going to be slow to react.
They are. But how concerning is that comment that you just made there, where we have heard the Fed talk about inflation running below their targets or just getting to their targets, and them even being okay if inflation started to run over their targets in the sense of averaging out those years when it was under?
Well, I think the complacency level is just not just with the Fed, and I think it's just more broader economic community is towards inflation is way too high. Like Bloomberg Business Week released a cover of a magazine today asking if inflation is dead. You've seen a general consensus, both the right and the left, in terms of economists saying that deficits need to be bigger and there's really no risk of increasing the size of government spending or debt. And you're starting to see proposals such as modern monetary theory and universal basic income come into vogue, which would be extremely inflationary, unless if you had major tax hikes to compensate for them.
So then in terms of your research then, and I completely agree with you, it's impossible to tell when the Fed or when the central banks will kind of lose control of being able to keep this ball rolling. How do investors stay at least somewhat protected and still able to, I guess, take part in some of the gains that we're seeing?
Well, I mean, given how low volatility is, the best way to probably do that is via the options market. You basically cap your downside risk with the premium you paid, but you continue to get upside if things continue to keep going more extreme valuations. Or you catch the turn if you're more bearish with puts.
Nick, it's great chatting with you. Some interesting concepts on stagflation. Nick, great chatting with you. If anybody wants more information on Nick, his investment group, the Davos Investment Group, or his research from Davos Platinum Research, please email me directly at fleck@kereport.com, and I am happy to put you in front of the team around Nick. Nick, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Flash flood watches are up for many parts of the east. A slow-moving storm will bring tons of rain and gusty winds to the northeast and New England. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says severe winds pounded the mid-Atlantic on Friday.
Most of the severe weather reports were wind reports stretching from Florida up into Pennsylvania, but there have been some tornado reports in there also. As of yesterday, there were 17 tornadoes reported. A majority of them occurred across North Carolina, southern Virginia, a few across Maryland, a few also across parts of southeastern Georgia.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena for the full, unredacted Mueller report. Leaders of congressional Democrats, however, are pushing back against the more liberal members of the House who are demanding the impeachment of the president. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, I am back, continuing on with the first hour. And in the second half of this first hour, we are going to be focusing a bit more on the resource sector with Byron King. At least in this segment, I'm chatting with Byron King. And Byron, I want to outline a report that was recently published by McKinsey & Company. You sent it over to me, and this report talks about the decline in reserves. So these are reserves on the books amongst the large gold miners. Decline. We're just not seeing the same amount of assets or reserves being held by these companies. Now, there's a number of different reasons that we will get into, but first and foremost, can you summarize your takeaway from this general report, please?
Yes, thank you. McKinsey & Company just published a very significant, in my view, report. First of all, it's significant that McKinsey & Company is writing a big report on the gold industry, because McKinsey is a large global consulting company, something like 80% of the, you know, the large companies in the world use McKinsey, the big banks use McKinsey, governments use McKinsey, NGOs, nonprofits use McKinsey. So when McKinsey is focusing on something and putting out a publicly available report, that's important. That is serious exposure to that particular issue across a lot of different things. I mean, you know, the news media definitely picks up on these kind of things. The title report is, Can the Gold Industry Return to the Golden Age? And, you know, the little subtitle, Digging for a Solution to the Gold Mining Reserve Crisis, you know. So it's, what we have here is McKinsey basically saying that there is a gold mining reserve crisis. And in the course of the report, which is, you know, 24, 25 pages, something like that, it's talking about the decline in gold reserves of the gold mining companies. It's a very well done report, a lot of very interesting, points in it. It hits on things that if you are familiar with the industry, there's nothing terribly new here, although their charts are very nice. I do, take a look at a report and, look at the charts, admire those charts. They're talking about the lost value across the gold mining industry. They're talking about the decline of reserves. They have the very familiar chart of how, exploration and development has just, fallen off almost a cliff, you might say. It's really declined significantly in terms of, what are people finding. And then, axiomatically, you can't discover or you can't develop what you haven't discovered, and you can't mine, what you haven't developed, So when the upstream, exploration development, pipeline gets choked off, the downstream, mining pipeline gets choked off. And they have a nice set of charts in there about how in the last, 7 or 8 years, the total reserves of major gold companies are down 26% since 2012. And, the total ounces in the ground reserves for the big gold guys are below the levels of 2007. So they're basically saying that there's not enough, there's a declining reserve issue across the gold mining industry. There's not enough exploration and development. With a company like McKinsey, shining a spotlight on an issue like that, I do think that's positive for the sector because it makes it easier for people inside the sector to explain outside the sector what's going on, and it adds credibility to the point that you want to make of, it's not just us gold miners, it's not just us, diggers and drillers, with our hard hats and our steel-toed boots out here, complaining about, what's going on inside the industry. And now we've got kind of the holy water of a company like McKinsey, sprinkled on the issue.
So, Byron, one thing that I found very interesting, and you outlined that stat, that these reserves are down about 26% from 2012, but the peak in mid-2012 down to about where price is now, it's about a 25 to 30% decline. So it's almost falling right in that range of where some of these miners would have to write off some of these marginal assets that they purchased back at the peak of the market. How much do you think this decline has to do with the fact that simply we're in a lower gold environment, and due to accounting regulations, these companies can't carry these marginal ounces on their books?
Well, I think we're looking at a double-edged sword here, or getting hit from both directions. On the one hand, the companies are getting slammed by accounting rules, the whole mark-to-market kind of thing. You see that in the energy industry as well. When oil was $100 a barrel, there was an awful lot of marginal oil that was carried on the books as a reserve. When oil was $50 a barrel, a lot of that oil went away. There is that accounting situation, but then when you look, at the nitty gritty of the industry, of the gold mining industry, or mining in general, precious metals more in particular, even with the money that is still getting put into exploration and an early stage development in the mining industry, I mean, if you don't find it, you don't find it. I mean, if it's it's one of the reasons I think why in the last year or so, the market has been so friendly towards companies that seem to be showing a good exploration story. I mean, one or two really good drill holes were able to move a lot of these, junior type companies, just because this sense of hope that, gee, maybe this will be the one that locks into that, the next big discovery. Although really when you boil it down, there are no really, really big discoveries being made. Very few. I mean, very, very few. And much of what's happening is, kind of brownfield development. You're going back into old systems that have been, worked over, and now people are trying to, kind of find what's left. There's just not a lot of, brand new, eureka greenfield kind of discovery going on anywhere in the world, really.
Yeah, but Byron, in your newsletter, The Gold Speculator, you write about miners, developers, and explorers. What are some of the companies that you can share with us that you think are in this sweet spot?
In the sweet spot, I mentioned one or two of them already. I mean, a company like, for example, Sabena, which is an incredibly good asset, you know, big resource number, really nice grade. And a lot of the hard work is I don't want to say is behind them, but I mean, they've done a lot of the hard work to get to where they need to be. You know, they're up there in the high Arctic. They call themselves an explorer, but really they're sort of a junior developer at this stage, but I'll keep calling them an explorer, but you know, because they've got lots more exploration to do. But at the end of last year, at the end of 2018, they completed a pier facility on a body of water that accesses their site. So I was up there talking with the Sabena people, and I said, how deep's the water here? And, yeah, they weren't quite sure. They had to look at a bathymetric map, and somebody said, it's about 115 feet. I'm like, you have a pier next to a 115-foot deep body of water. You can park an aircraft carrier there. You know, in terms of changing the game on their logistics, now you can take a really deep draft ship full of everything you need and sail it up there, and you've just changed the whole logistic equation. Instead of having to fly in every barrel of fuel that you use, or fly in every pound of food that the guys eat. There's one. Another one that I think is really due for a re-rating pretty soon, we've talked about this before, is Victoria Gold, building a mine up in the Yukon. I mean, they'll be stacking ore by July, pouring gold by the fall. I mean, a nice, successful play. Another one that I think is just a really true success story has been Atlantic Gold, working in just near Halifax, Nova Scotia, not too far from Halifax. Beautiful, beautiful piece of geology. You're in Nova Scotia. I mean, you can fly into Halifax. You know, no issues with workforce. I mean, they've a big, long corridor of exploration potential and an up and running mine. They're over a year now into commercial production, and yeah, they're still tweaking out the little bugs here and there. But boy, they just get better every month, every quarter. Their numbers get better. So those are a couple of names on my top shelf list right now.
All right, Byron, good having you on the show. I appreciate that little recap of that McKinsey & Company report, as well as some of the stocks that you are writing up in your newsletter. Byron, thanks for your time, and have a great long weekend.
Thank you much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNlife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. And continuing on with the second half where we're talking resources, we are getting an update from an exploration company, Great Bear Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBR and on the OTC under the symbol GTBDF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Chris Taylor. And Chris, I wanted to bring you on because there was news that the company released actually at the beginning of April that is unique in the exploration industry when we're in this market that still isn't a full-fledged bull market for resource companies, especially the explorers. But Great Bear just announced that it is doubling its current drill program from 30,000 meters to 60,000 meters. If anybody hasn't stayed up to date on Great Bear, this is at the Dixie Lake project in the Red Lake District in Ontario. Chris, just take us through what the plans are now that this drill program is being doubled.
Well, thanks, Corey. The main reason that we're upscaling the drill program is that we like what we're seeing coming out of the ground. So all other considerations aside, that's the dominant reason to put on another drill rig. So that means at the beginning of 2019, we had one drill rig going, and that's pretty much what we've been working with as we've been exploring the Dixie property for the past 2 years. In February, we added a second drill rig so that we could effectively drill multiple targets, both on our Dixie Limb Zone and our new high-grade Hinge Zone discovery, and take the rig and use it to explore regional targets as well. And then with the results of that over the past couple of months, we've seen more zones. When we step out into new areas, we keep hitting new areas of mineralization. And of course, the Dixie Limb Zone and the new Hinge Zone discovery, they keep growing as well. And the upcoming drilling that we're doing, it's both along strike, down dip, and testing regional targets. So it just became obvious to us that we needed to bring in a third drill rig.
Okay, and I see in the news release that it said that the original program was going to be completed by July. Now this extended program will continue through 2019. And does that mean you're going to be drilling pretty much all year?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be drilling steadily here without pause. Well, I should put a caveat on that. I think right now we've been for about a week into the spring thaw period. So generally you get 2 or 3 weeks at the around April each year when you just have to let the all the snow melt and the ground dry out a little bit so that you can get back in. So we're in sort of a 2 week hiatus at the moment with a whole bunch of drill core sitting in the lab getting assayed as rapidly as possible. These would be additional results since our last news release, so we're trying to push those through as quickly as we can. And then as soon as the snow is melted, we'll be right back in there and just drilling drilling very aggressively through the remainder of the year. So yeah, we will be steadily drilling without stop all the way through the rest of this year and into 2020.
Yeah, very exciting because exploration drilling has really been what's been able to move stocks, and you even look at the Great Bear chart and that whole discovery and now continued exploration drilling. Who knows? Could lead to maybe even more money coming into the company. Any plans on putting a resource around this maybe after the drilling is done, so maybe extending into 2020?
That's a good question. You know, I get asked that all the time, and I have to come back with the same answer is, right now, you're drilling a gold system that's, you know, it's minimally sort of a kilometer to a kilometer and a half long of every drill hole putting into the Dixie Limb and then the adjacent Hinge area coming back with gold so far. And that continues to expand. So the gold system itself looks like it's many kilometers long, like several kilometers, because we've drilled out step-out holes that are up to 2.5 kilometers. And that's, they're all mineralized. So it shows us that we're on top of a really big-looking gold-bearing hydrothermal system, and we don't know where the boundaries are. We don't know where the boundaries are on strike. We don't know where the boundaries are at depth. So when I get asked the resource question, the point is we are steadily drilling out like grids of holes that expand both the Dixie Limb and the Hinge Zone, and we'll continue to do that. And that means we're adding effectively more known mineralized volume with every single drill hole. I wouldn't be too eager to put a resource out to market before we have a feeling for what the potential size of the system is. Is it 2 million ounces? Is it 5 million ounces? Is it 10 million ounces? I have no idea how to answer that question right now because it's so early days. We've only been drilling steadily for about 8 months. It's one of the reasons that recently we put up a video on our website that shows the growth of the Hinge Zone discovery. It's a little bit of a narrated video that I put together. And if anybody's interested, please go to www.greatbearresources.ca, have a look at that video, and it'll show you just in 8 months with one drill rig how much bigger that Hinge Zone has gotten. And I think that really shows you that we don't yet know how big this system is going to be. Once we have a feeling approximately for you know, what kind of size of entity that we're dealing with, then we can start thinking about resource publication, because I think a lot of companies go to the market when they get their first 1 million ounces or first 2 million ounces, and if that's before they have a feel for how big it really is, you can really, you're not doing your shareholders any favors if you're sitting on top of a really big system by showing people a number that's not representative of what there could be.
That's very true. Plus, one thing to consider when you come out with a resource, it's on you to consistently be updating that resource when you are continuing to drill. So by taking your time, you get to focus on actually drilling and, well, seeing just what the potential is here. It's always important to ask where the funding is for this company. Even in the title, it does say fully funded drill program, but take us through, A, the cash in the bank and even some more money to come in thanks to some warrants.
Yeah, that's great. We have about $12 million in the bank right now, and that means that the expansion on the drill program that we're talking about, bringing it up the extra 30,000 meters, well, because we're drilling right off the side of the highway just outside of town in Red Lake, our all-in drill costs are just over $170 a meter, and that's all in. That's drilling, salaries, all the other costs, assaying, the whole nine yards. So That means that we have an estimated budget of about $5.2 million for that extra 30,000 meters of drilling, and a contingency on top of that of a few hundred thousand dollars or $400,000. So we have about a $5.6 million budget for that expanded program. That means even with all the marketing and G&A and the other costs that a company will have, we'll still go into 2020 with $5 or $6 million in the treasury, plus another $7.8 million of in the money warrants that are owned by, at this point, Rob McEwen and management. So that puts us in a position where we'd have still over $10 million going into next year and the ability to do this scope of program all over again.
Wow, okay. So you can just keep on drilling. And I know I get this question a lot for pretty much all exploration companies is, can we see a strategic enter the company? You guys are in a unique situation because you have this money plus some strong shareholders. Are you looking at bringing a strategic in, or is this, again, something you can just brush aside while the drilling that is fully funded just keeps going?
Well, the answer is that I think they're probably more interested in coming into us than we are of that scenario occurring at this point. What we're looking at here is building value through the drill rig. And because we have the funding to do it, I would just say that we're not in a hurry to bring in an external party. Now, you know, if a party approaches us with an attractive set of terms, then that's obviously, these are conversations that we'll be willing to have. Very early on in the discovery process, we received many of those types of offers. Obviously, it raised a lot of eyebrows. In a sense, Great Bear came out of left field. Nobody was expecting this big, high-grade near-surface discovery to be made just off the side of the road. When it was, we received many of those offers. It just wasn't on terms that we were comfortable to deal with. So we ended up receiving attractive terms from Rob McEwen at the time, and that's why he became involved as our largest shareholder. So going forward, there is a lot of interest in what we're doing and in our company and in the strategic value of what we're doing. So I think what we need to do is just consider these options as they become available and ultimately make decisions based on what's best for our shareholders.
Yeah. Hey, well, Chris, I appreciate this update. I don't think there's too much more to talk about here other than I think we're just waiting for some more results to come out, and we'll keep following up to see how this exploration drilling is going. But overall, Great Bear is in a very unique situation, one of the explorers that is definitely outperforming the market. There's only a handful of them right now. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Chris or Great Bear or any of the guests that you have heard on this weekend show, please be sure to email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will be sure to respond to your email and also try to get those questions answered. Everybody, I appreciate you tuning in on this Easter long weekend edition. Everybody, have a great long weekend. Same goes for you, Chris.
Thanks, Corey.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.